I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have members of the band Count This Penny. We have husband and wife Alan and Amanda Rigel. Rigel. See, you just told me how to pronounce it, and I already messed it up. Rigel.
Not the easiest. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I'm saying members of the band because I know it started as just the two of you, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But you've added more people along the way. Is that correct?
Or are they still? Yeah, we picked up some stragglers.
Okay.
That we found along our path.
They just happen to be amazing musicians, which worked out really nicely.
Yeah, it worked out really great for us.
Great. And you guys are from Madison by way of Tennessee, I understand.
Yeah, we grew up in East Tennessee, and then about 5 years ago, we moved up to Madison, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Our new hometown.
Well, I'll ask you in just a bit why you would want to do a silly thing like that, but first let's talk about the show that you're doing tonight. You're going to be taking part in Take It With You, which is the live radio show that's been happening. We're on number 7. Blake is here. Blake Thomas from the show is here.
Yeah.
We're number 7 tonight, right, Blake? Yep, number 7. And it's happening tonight at the Underground in Duluth at 7:30 p.m. And you guys are going to be the musical guests, right?
Yep, we can't
Super excited about it. Well, we've heard that it's going to be the spookiest episode yet.
Well, yes, the set for Evil Dead the Musical is in the same spot. So apparently it's going to be kind of creepy there. So there might be some leftover blood on the floor.
I cannot wait.
Well, let's have you guys get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What would you like to play first?
We'll play a song called Pitchman, which is the title track off of an album we released a couple years ago. We recorded it at Smart Studios in Madison right before they closed down. We were like the last record to come out, and it was kind of hilarious that they went out with a folk record after making a bunch of like Nirvana stuff there. But yeah, they were packing up cables and sending us on our way.
A bunch of Nirvana stuff.
A bunch of, yeah. Anyway, this is the title track. It's called Pitchman. Ready?
Yeah.
On the day we met, here's what you said. Life is a non-stop carnival ride. Your silver tongue. Water, you're
That's Count This Penny, live from Studio A and Pitchman. So, as I mentioned, you guys are married, and you're both from Tennessee. Are you from the same hometown in Tennessee? Is that how you knew each other? Or?
We met in high school, in the trumpet section of our high school band.
Oh, okay.
Just the cutest thing you can imagine.
Yep.
So, in a way, it was music that brought you together.
Yeah. It was. Well, if you call that music... Yes.
Ouch.
Ouch.
So you're both in the trumpet section.
Both in the trumpet section. Mm-hmm.
So is this true, Alan? I read somewhere that Amanda was playing guitar before you, and you started playing guitar to impress her. Is that true?
Partly, yeah.
Well, any lady that came along, I think he would have been willing to impress with his guitar playing. It wasn't just me.
It just happened to work on you?
Yeah, I worked on
it. Is that how
that worked? I was the first sucker.
Yeah, Amanda was playing guitar and writing songs through high school, and I think mostly to impress her boyfriend at the time.
Correct.
And then we both wound up going to school down in Atlanta after high school for college. And I think I realized that she had a talent for it. So I was picking her brain and trying to find every excuse I could to be as close as possible to her. And guitar is sort of how it worked out. And writing songs.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you guys end up in Madison? And the only reason I said a silly thing is because I always think that when somebody moves from a warmer climate to a colder climate, I think, do they know what they're getting themselves into?
Yeah.
It was a really fun adventure for the first four winters, and now we feel like we're not very good at cross-country skiing. So actually, we keep trying to go cross-country skiing, and people are like, is this your first time? Every time we go.
It's pretty pathetic.
You guys need any pointers?
Yeah, can we help you with something?
No, we got this. We just walk on these, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We haven't mastered the glide. You're pretty good at it.
The glide?
Yeah.
Not so much.
But anyway, the question was, why did we do that?
Oh, right. For a Midwestern adventure. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had sort of a short window of time where we could move away from home, and we visited a lot of cities, and Madison just really ranked out at the top of our matrix of stuff, you know, bikeability and
brunch.
It had it scored pretty high on the brunch category.
Yeah, weather wasn't on the list, though.
Weather, yes. We stupidly did not put weather in the matrix at all.
Just brunch and bikeability.
Yeah.
those are the two
those
things.
Those are two column matrix.
Yeah, A and B in Madison killed it on both.
Yeah, we do
fronts.
Love it there, though.
Well, yeah, I think what we were attracted to was the energy there and the everybody is just active and... we could just see that even in the middle of the winter. And it's worked out that way. And the music community has really blown us away. The folk community there is fantastic. And
that's where we first heard Blake Thomas.
That's right. That's where we first heard Blake Thomas. And I've been listening to his music ever since. And so it's been a really nice fit for us.
So it seems like you've really kind of immersed yourself in that music scene. Did that happen pretty quickly? Were you able to meet people and work with people and...
It's been a welcoming community for us, yeah. And I think people keep coming along who continue to foster that. I know there's a really great scene here in Duluth as well. So it's kind of a small enough town that you can get to know people quickly and feel that you're part of something larger in a pretty quick amount of time. I mean, it's really amazing it probably sounds like I'm making this up if you're listening right now, but you can go to... almost any like folk or Americana show in Madison and hear a Blake Thomas song being covered by someone. So Blake left his legacy in Madison and came to Duluth.
So he actually came to Duluth for some anonymity. Is that what we're saying?
I think that's right, but it's
maybe
not working at all. Yeah, he's
like,
failing.
We see his name on all the
miserably.
Marquees, you know? So we're really happy to be guests of his here in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun to know. So tell me about, your musical background's in Tennessee, you know, that's kind of a musically rich state, parts of it anyway. So, I mean, did you get some of that as in part of your growing up? Were your families musical or
my dad was musical in the way that he enjoyed the sound of a beer can opening to like Jimmy Buffett in the background. You know, that was like his extent. So I don't think either one of us were really sort of, well, I guess I shouldn't speak for you because your family's crazy musical.
Yeah. There was a lot of music in my house all the time. But, you know, you shouldn't minimize the fact that your first concert was a Michael Jackson concert.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Courtesy of your parents.
Courtesy of my parents. That's right.
Yeah.
They were jamming out and I had my hands over my ears.
yeah, I would say we both came from musical families, but it wasn't like a scene at my house where people were sitting around on the porch playing the banjo, which I think is the impression people get of East Tennessee a lot. And it happens all the time, over East Tennessee. But I grew up listening to a lot of like pop rock stuff. And then as I got older, found that I gravitated more toward, you know, in college, started listening to like Uncle Tupelo and Sunvolt, and started drifting that way and found myself in the folk world pretty quickly.
And you've stayed there ever since.
Stayed there. Yeah. Every time I think I'm out, you know.
They just pull you right back in.
Yep, exactly.
And you guys, how long have you been Count This Penny? How long has that been the project?
I think the first show we played with a name was probably in 2010, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a benefit show.
Mm-hmm.
The way that it is for many starting out bands.
You asked us this question earlier, and we should have mentioned this, but we are playing as a four-piece now, and we're playing with a drummer, his name is Ben Wolf, and playing with a guitar player, his name is Andrew Harrison, both sort of rocks in the Madison music scene. And the four of us this past year have been playing together. So it's been a brand new iteration and a learning curve for the four of us to figure that out. Before that, Count This Penny or whatever we were, was a three-piece. So we played with a banjo player down in Tennessee for about 6 months before we moved to Madison. He didn't want to come with us. I think for all the reasons that you mentioned before, i.e. the weather. And then we started playing with a guy by the name of John Ray, who was sort of a more traditional Texas-style three-finger, or I guess I should say Kentucky-style banjo. And he just moved back to Texas where he was from, so about a year ago. And so it does feel very fresh and new for us, even though those guys aren't here. We just recorded an EP, and we're super excited about that, and going to be touring behind that for the next month or so, which I think should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Has that been released yet?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Looking forward to that. Well, and I want to ask you, so then you said you started in Tennessee. Was that where Down Home's Open Hoot was, where you first played?
That was very first show.
What, tell me about that. That sounds, I love the name. I want to know more about it.
It was just a weekly open mic. I think the first thing we ever played was a Leonard Cohen song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like we had found ourselves at a juncture where we both had our day jobs, and then we were coming home, and I was sort of pretending to grade papers, and Alan was sort of pretending to study, and we were actually just sort of watching TV for like 6 hours. And we thought, we can't continue to exist this way, so let's get a dog. So we got a dog. That went really well.
And she's amazing. In Duluth right now.
Yeah, she's with us. She actually also enjoys just sitting around watching television. So then the three of us were just doing that. And then we thought, we have to do something. Let's pick up these guitars and play a song together. And then we thought, let's do it in public. And it was terrifying. And it was that kind of terrifying that makes you think, I want to keep doing this. And so we've just sort of said yes to every opportunity. And we've gotten to do a lot of really fun, cool things because of that. But it really started as like we needed to do something different, you know, in our lives so that we didn't become these couch potatoes. So it was really rewarding.
We were living in Johnson City, Tennessee, up in the hills, and the Down Home is this really very famous traditional sort of wood slat walls listening room, and so it was cool for us to be able to play there. Every Wednesday, they had that open hoot for the first time, because I think just earlier that year we had seen Doc Watson play a couple of Christmas shows there. So it's a pretty cool little venue, a really great listening room, actually, that still operates and does very well.
Yeah, anybody who's operating an open mic or a listening room is really doing an amazing service to musicians and budding musicians and hopeful musicians, I have to say.
Public service.
Yeah.
Public service announcement.
Yep, that was a PSA for open mics.
Keep up the good work, open mics.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was.
Nice.
And did you both have songs? You know, you mentioned that you had been writing in high school. Were you writing songs along the way, Alan, or when did you start?
I was trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably had written, you know, 5 or 7 songs, and I'd played them for Amanda, and she always sort of gave me a big smile and a pat on the back. And then I played this one song called Brown Bottle, and she asked me who that was written by, and it's like the nicest compliment anybody could give a songwriter, a brand new songwriter, I guess I should say.
That can't be yours.
Right.
Is a really great compliment, actually. That's
surely true. Somebody else wrote that.
That has to be by somebody better than
me. I was like, yes. Well, it's better than, just a pat on the back. Yeah. And so, yeah, the two of us have been writing back and forth, and we trade instruments. So we have an acoustic guitar here and a bass guitar, and we'll just switch them back and forth based upon the song that we're playing. Typically, the person who plays the acoustic wrote the song. And we've just started within the past like 6 months trying to write together. And that has been a slow process.
Yep.
But we do have one song, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
Yep.
But everything is mostly separate.
Does that ever, so is the songwriting together? Has that been a smooth process? Does it get a little tense sometimes? Is it okay? How is that?
Well, by together, we mean in separate rooms of the house.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But each of us has contributed verses or lyrics or whatever to fittingly a breakup song, which is what most of our songs are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so together and also separately. And because of the separateness, I think, yeah, it went pretty smoothly. In the same room, it's not quite as smooth.
That's fair.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll talk about something other than your interpersonal
Yeah, we can really dig in maybe issues. After this song. How's that sound?
Yeah. Playing music together is also a way to sort of exercise group therapy, any opportunity we get. So thanks for talking with us about
That's
this.
That's right. Blake, are you sure you don't want to pull up a mic?
Blake's been listening to this stuff all morning. All right. This song is called Shoebox Scene. It's about living in a small town.
I could say the sweetest things to you.
Let's count this penny live from Studio A. And so is that based on maybe your early days playing? Or imagination?
Yeah, actually I wrote it about 10 years ago, and then somebody said something I didn't like, and I dug it back up. You know, it was like a, but I don't think anybody would think it was a mean song. It's only mean to me in the depths of my soul. You know, it's just kind of that, like, small town every once in a while. You're like, ugh, everyone's driving me crazy. Then you kind of get it out in a song and then tell somebody in Duluth about it. So, where, yeah, what it's a secretly trash-talking, secretly trash-talking song.
Was it Knoxville?
Oh, it could be any town.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. We don't want word to spread.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to keep it. Keep
secrets
it.
Out.
It was Jack.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yep.
Well, but I'm sure that anybody who's spent time in there in a small town or whatever a scene is can relate to that. Mm-hmm. So it's a universal thing.
Hopefully. Hopefully universally sure. licensable. Some
lay it out
films.
There.
If
yeah, that's right.
There's listening.
It is the first track on the EP that's coming out next mm-hmm. Tuesday. We're super excited about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the recording that you've done. So, how many albums have you released? You've done some EPs and some albums. Is that right?
We recorded an EP at our house in Johnson City, Tennessee, which is sort of like right away, having no idea what we were doing. And our banjo player at the time, who's also an arachnologist, he's a spider scientist. He was like, don't worry, I've got some stuff in the spider shed. I'll bring it over. We'll set it up. We'll record this EP. So we did that, and it was just one of the most rewarding experiences we could imagine. You know, we really love recording, but there's just so much that can overwhelm you so easily. You know, so we made that at home, and we thought recording is easy, and it's so fun. And then when we did Pitchman, we went into Smart, which was a real studio with a real wonderful, amazing engineer. And that was a totally eye-opening experience for us. And then this winter, we kind of thought, well, we have this four-piece now. All of us are, you know, busy with day jobs and kids and life and whatever. So we thought, who knows how long we'll be able to keep this up. And so we made the EP as quickly as we could, you know, striking while the iron was hot. And that was a blast. We were just kind of like holed up in this old Victorian house for, I don't know, 4 days, 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really incredible and rewarding. And as it turns out, the band has stayed together and now we're going on tour. So hopefully we'll be recording again soon, putting together a full length, probably pretty slowly.
Mm-hmm. So how long has the band been kind of in this configuration?
I would say since last August.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, well, that was our first show together was last August.
Oh, cool.
So we really sort of became a band through the EP making process, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of since January, if you measure it then.
A year. Yeah, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've kind of touched on how just the different configurations you've had in the band have kind of maybe pulled it in different directions at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So how has the new, you know, the new four-piece, newish, new, I guess mm-hmm. it's been a while now, you know, how has that changed what you do from the past? And
well, I think sort of just personally, I find myself really moving in like a classic country direction, or that's the direction I hope to be moving. That's the kind of songs that are really sort of affecting me right now, and that's what I want to write. And Andrew is just a wicked country guitar player, just really amazing. So that works out well for me. So I think that's been pulling me that way.
Yeah, it's the first time we played with drums consistently, and so the sound is bigger. It's a little deeper, fuller, and it's a lot less banjo since there's not a banjo in the band anymore.
It's a
lot less. A lot less, yeah.
100%
less banjo, which makes it hard when you want to sort of just crack a banjo joke at a show or something. But
we don't have that option
yeah,
anymore.
Now we're just picking on banjos.
I know.
But yeah, it's just fuller. It's a little different, sort of a bigger sound. You know, the people that have known us through a couple of different iterations, I think those are the comments that they're typically saying. It's like, wow, that's a bigger sound. I wasn't really anticipating that, because if you listen to Pitchman and Gone, that EP before that, it was a more folky sort of dialed back presentation. And I think this is a little bit different,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, I think it's pushing us in a positive direction.
So where are you guys going to be touring with the new, you said you've been touring with the new band. I keep saying new, even though it's not that
We keep saying it too, yeah.
It's a novice mindset, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be new forever. Mm-hmm. We did a tour in August where we went sort of all around Wisconsin. Some of our, a friend band of ours from East Tennessee came up and went on tour with us, and that was a blast. We had a lot of fun with them on the road. And then they're called Sirius Bright. They'll probably be back up this way again. And then next week, actually, we're leaving for tour. We start in New York and basically travel from New York all around the eastern United States back out to Kansas City and up to Minneapolis.
And is this something that you've done before? Have you made that trip before, or is this newish? Or?
We haven't. Almost all these cities are new to us. We have friends in a lot of them, which is really exciting because it feels like, you know, getting to see these people we haven't seen in years in some cases. Hopefully, you know, you never know, and it's the day of a show, exactly what your schedule is going to be like. But yeah, new markets, new cities, mm-hmm. Really new adventure for us.
And we're playing with other bands too, so it's not just us on the road.
We're going on the Communion Tour.
Yeah, right.
What's that? I saw that name on your Facebook, but I wasn't sure what that was.
Communion is an organization. It's kind of like a label and a promotions organization. So basically they set up these nights in 9 or 12 cities. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to have nationally touring bands, regionally known bands, and locally known bands to bring people in these communities out to hear new music once a month. And it's a really exciting model. Madison has a Communion night. I think it's like the third Wednesday of every month at a small venue. And we've really seen, I mean, we saw Sturgill Simpson there on the Communion tour, Johnny Stimson, just like some really remarkable artists who...
So Water Liars last month.
Water Liars and Field
fantastic.
Report.
Fantastic, yeah. And they're also, it's also in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's an exciting model. And they're continuing to expand to new cities all the time. So it's really exciting to be part of, and we're really honored to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. So you were mentioning earlier that, you know, you didn't think you were going to be able to tour much with this band, and you weren't sure because of commitment. So has everybody in the band just kind of said, yeah, we want to do this? Is that what's, and they've made it happen?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's kind of unbelievable. It like tell was it, some magical alchemy.
Yeah. Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I feel very thankful.
No, yeah.
That's
so,
how I really feel.
I think, I'll tell you, we're super excited about the music we're creating and the opportunities that have also been sort of presented to us. But we're trying not to get, you know, a step ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're just excited about being on the road and having that experience.
We did buy a van.
That's right. We have a minivan now, which is,
we bought
feels
a van.
Very official.
That feels like a commitment to me.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a van, it's the first step. Yeah.
It's the first step.
It's the gateway.
We just condemned ourselves to a life of itinerant musicianship.
I know, right.
With that van.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we have time for one more song. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Okie doke.
Do you want to play Brand New Shine?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this is another tune off the EP that will be coming out on Tuesday. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. Give me 2 seconds.
That's all right. Live radio. We are listening to Count This Penny, and they're here from Madison.
All right. The first cuts in 93 ripped the heart from our factory. Hell, I still wear mine out on my sleeve. Passed out packs of cigarettes, lit the path and smoked out the rest. The American spirit at its best. Hard hats and a worker's wage, drink black label in a weekend haze, and keep your name off their pink pages. And when I get sleep, I can hide my fear. But I've seen families fail most years. And month to month is how we live here. I've seen a man in a suit and tie ride to work on a Cadillac high and pull the trigger on my friends. A new car and a brand new shine, pearly white. Usher up in. And the
torch is what I thought I'd hold, but I stocked the sheets fit for more, and patched my gloves to keep my hands from the cold. Worked this shift for 25 years and built more cars than I shed tears, and month to month that's how I live here. Seen a man in a suit and tie ride to work on a Cadillac high and pull the trigger on my friends. A new car and a brand new shine, pearly whites and a one-track mind to usher up. I seen a man in a suit and tie ride to work on a Cadillac high and pull the trigger on my friends. A new car, a brand new shine, pearly whites and a one-track mind to usher up the end. To usher up.
Count This Penny, live from Studio A. And you said that's one that's on the forthcoming EP, right? Correct.
Yeah. And Brand New Shine is coming out next Tuesday. The EP is called Wolves Are Sheep.
All right. And if people want to find you on the internet, where should they go?
CountThisPenny.com.
Got it. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Oh, thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And hopefully we can see meet some folks here tonight. We're super excited about being here.
I'll take it with you.
Yep.
That is Amanda and Alan Ridgell, and they are Count This Penny, and they're going to be performing tonight at Take It With You, the live radio show that's in its seventh episode tonight at the Underground in Duluth. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.